Notes to the financial statements for the year ended 30th of June 2024. The financial report covers People with Disability Australia Limited as an individual entity. People with Disability Australia Limited is a not-for-profit company limited by guarantee, registered and domiciled in Australia. The functional and presentation currency of People with Disability Australia Limited is Australian dollars. Comparatives are consistent with prior years, unless otherwise stated. Note 1. Basis of preparation. The financial statements are general purpose financial statements that have been prepared in accordance with the Australian Accounting Standards, Simplified Disclosures, and the Australian Charities and Not-for-Profits Commission Act 2012. The financial statements have been prepared on an accruals basis and are based on historical costs modified, where applicable, by the measurement at fair value of selected non-current assets, and financial liabilities. Material accounting policies adopted in the preparation of these financial statements are presented below and are consistent with prior reporting periods unless otherwise stated. Historical Cost Convention. The financial statements have been prepared under the Historical Cost Convention. Critical Accounting Estimates. The preparation of the financial statements requires the use of certain critical accounting estimates. It also requires management to exercise its judgment in the process of applying the company's accounting policies. The areas involving a higher degree of judgment or complexity, or areas where assumptions and estimates are significant to the financial statements, are disclosed in Note 3. Note 2. Summary of Material Accounting Policy Information. 2A. New or amended accounting standards and interpretations adopted. The entity has adopted all of the new or amended accounting standards and interpretations issued by the Australian Accounting Standards Board, AASB, that are mandatory for the current reporting period. Any new or amended accounting standards or interpretations that are not yet mandatory have not been early adopted. 2B. Revenue and other income. Revenue from contracts with customers. The company recognises revenue as follows. Revenue from contracts with customers. Revenue is recognised at an amount that reflects the consideration to which the company is expected to be entitled in exchange for transferring goods or services to a customer. For each contract with a customer, the company identifies the contract with a customer, identifies the performance obligations in the contract, determines the transaction price, which takes into account estimates of variable consideration and the time value of money, allocates the transaction price to the separate performance obligations on the basis of the relative standalone selling price of each distinct good or service to be delivered, and recognises revenue when or as each performance obligation is satisfied in a manner that depicts the transfer to the customer of the goods or services promised. Variable consideration within the transaction price, if any, reflects concessions provided to the customer, such as discounts, rebates, and refunds, any potential bonuses receivable from the customer, and any other contingent events. Such estimates are determined using either the expected value or most likely amount method. The measurement of variable consideration is subject to a constraining principle, whereby revenue will only be recognised to the extent that it is highly probable that a significant reversal in the amount of cumulative revenue recognised will not occur. The measurement constraint continues until the uncertainty associated with the variable consideration is subsequently resolved. Amounts received that are subject to the constraining principle are recognised as a refund liability. Grants. Grant revenue is recognised in profit or loss when the company satisfies the performance obligations stated within the funding agreements. If conditions are attached to the grant which must be satisfied before the company is eligible to retain the contribution, the grant will be recognised in the statement of financial position as a liability until those conditions are satisfied. Interest. Interest revenue is recognised as it accrues using the effective interest method. Donations. Donations collected, including cash and goods for resale, are recognised as revenue when the company gains control of the asset. Other income. Other revenue is recognised when it is received or when the right to receive payment is established. 2C. Goods and Services Tax, GST. Revenue, expenses and assets are recognised net of the amount of goods and services tax, GST, except where the amount of GST incurred is not recoverable from the Australian Taxation Office, ATO. Receivables and payable are stated inclusive of GST. Cash flows in the statement of cash flows are included on a gross basis, and the GST component of cash flows arising from investing and financing activities, which is recoverable from or payable to the taxation authority, is classified as operating cash flows. 2D. Property, plant and equipment. Each class of property, plant and equipment is carried at cost or fair value, less, where applicable, any accumulated depreciation and impairment. Items of property, plant and equipment acquired for significantly less than fair value have been recorded at the acquisition date fair value. Plant and equipment. Plant and equipment are measured using the cost model. Depreciation. Property, plant and equipment, excluding freehold land, is depreciated on a straight line basis over the asset's useful life to the company, commencing when the asset is ready for use. Leased assets and leasehold improvements are amortised over the shorter of either the unexpired period of the lease or their estimated useful life. The depreciation rates used for each class of depreciable asset are shown below. Office equipment, 20%. Motor vehicles, 20%. Leasehold improvements, 20%. At the end of each annual reporting period, the depreciation method, useful life and residual value of each asset is reviewed. Any revisions are accounted for prospectively as a change in estimate. 2E. Financial instruments. Financial instruments relate to term deposits and are recognised initially on the date that the company becomes party to the contractual provisions of the instrument. On initial recognition, all financial instruments are measured at fair value plus transaction costs, except for instruments measured at fair value through profit or loss, where transaction costs are expensed as incurred. 2F. Cash and cash equivalents. Cash and cash equivalents comprises cash on hand, demand deposits, and short-term investments, which are readily convertible to known amounts of cash and which are subject to an insignificant risk of change in value. 2G. Leases. At inception of a contract, the company assesses whether a lease exists. At the lease commencement, the company recognises a right-of-use asset and associated lease liability for the lease term. The lease term includes extension periods where the company believes it is reasonably certain that the option will be exercised. The right-of-use asset is measured using the cost model, where cost on initial recognition comprises of the lease liability, initial direct costs, prepaid lease payments, estimated cost of removal and restoration, less any lease incentives received. The right-of-use asset is depreciated over the lease term on a straight-line basis and assessed for impairment in accordance with the impairment of assets accounting policy. The lease liability is initially measured at the present value of the remaining lease payments at the commencement of the lease. The discount rate is the rate implicit in the lease. However, where this cannot be readily determined, then the company's incremental borrowing rate is used. Subsequent to initial recognition, the lease liability is measured at amortised cost using the effective interest rate method. The lease liability is remeasured whether there is a lease modification, change in estimate of the lease term, or index upon which the lease payments are based, for example CPI, or a change in the company's assessment of lease term. Where the lease liability is remeasured, the right-of-use asset is adjusted to reflect the remeasurement or is recorded in profit or loss if the carrying amount of the right-of-use asset has been reduced to zero. Exceptions to lease accounting. The company has elected to apply the exceptions to lease accounting for both short-term leases, that is, leases with a term of less than or equal to 12 months, and leases of low-value assets. The company recognises the payments associated with these leases as an expense on a straight-line basis over the lease term. 2H. Employee benefits. Provision is made for the company's liability for employee benefits. Those benefits that are expected to be wholly settled within 1 year have been measured at the amounts expected to be paid when the liability is settled. Employee benefits expected to be settled more than 1 year after the end of the reporting period have been measured at the present value of the estimated future cash outflows to be made for those benefits. In determining the liability, consideration is given to employee wage increases and the probability that the employee may satisfy vesting requirements. Cash flows are discounted using market yields on high-quality corporate bond rates, incorporating bonds rated AAA or AA by credit agencies, with terms to maturity that match the expected timing of cash flows. Changes in the measurement of the liability are recognised in profit or loss. 2I. Provisions. Provisions are recognised when the company has a legal or constructive obligation, as a result of past events, for which it is probable that an outflow of economic benefits will result and that outflow can be reliably measured. Provisions are measured at the present value of management's best estimate of the outflow required to settle the obligation at the end of the reporting period. The discount rate used is a pre-tax rate that reflects current market assessments of the time value of money and the risks specific to the liability. The increase in the provision due to the unwinding of the discount is taken to finance costs in the statement of profit or loss and other comprehensive income. 2J. Adoption of new and revised accounting standards. The company has adopted all standards which became effective for the first time at 30th of June 2024. The adoption of these standards has not caused any material adjustments to the reported financial position, performance, or cash flow of the company. Note 3. Critical accounting estimates and judgments. The Board of Directors make estimates and judgments during the preparation of these financial statements regarding assumptions about current and future events affecting transactions and balances. These estimates and judgments are based on the best information available at the time of preparing the financial statements. However, as additional information is known, then the actual results may differ from the estimates. The significant estimates and judgments made have been described below. Employee benefits provision. As noted in the accounting policies, the liability for employee benefits expected to be settled more than 12 months from the reporting date are recognised and measured at the present value of the estimated future cash flows to be made in respect of all employees at the reporting date. In determining the present value of the liability, estimates of attrition rates and pay increases through promotion and inflation have been taken into account. Note 4. Revenue and other income. Table. Revenue from continuing operations. Revenue from contracts with customers. AASB 15. Operating grants. 2024. $10,183,013. 2023. $9,343,408. Total revenue from operating grants. 2024. $10,183,013. 2023. $9,343,408. Other revenue. Training income. 2024. $131,355. 2023. $72,061. Donations. 2024. $10,205. 2023. $21,263. Travel reimbursement. 2024. $24,773. 2023. $25,965. Insurance reimbursement. 2024. $12,587. 2023. $59,814. Rental income. 2024. $93,351. 2023. $69,717. Interest income. 2024. $120,358. 2023. $35,603. Gain on sale of asset. 2024. $890. 2023, blank. Other income, 2024, $132,014. 2023, $94,287. Total other revenue, 2024, $525,533. 2023, $378,710. Total revenue, 2024, $10,708,546. 2023, $9,722,118. End table. Note 5. Cash and cash equivalents. Table. Cash and cash equivalents. Cash at bank and in hand, 2024, $1,593,053. 2023, $3,246,037. Total cash and cash equivalents, 2024, $1,593,053. 2023, $3,246,037. End table. Note 6. Trade and other receivables. Table. Current. Trade receivables, 2024, $88,720. 2023, $25,306. Deposits, 2024, $47,981. 2023, $4,660. Total current trade and other receivables, 2024, $136,701. 2023, $29,966. End table. Note 7. Other financial assets. Table. Current. Term deposits, 2024, $1,470,000. 2023, $1,138,531. Total current trade and other receivables, 2024, $1,470,000. 2023, $1,138,531. End table. Note 8. Property, plant and equipment. Table. Plant and equipment. At cost, 2024, $304,963. 2023, $265,684. Accumulated depreciation, 2024, minus $267,812. 2023, minus $257,235. Total plant and equipment, 2024, $37,151. 2023, $8,449. Motor vehicles, at cost, 2024, $131,535. 2023, $131,535. Accumulated depreciation, 2024, minus $113,541. 2023, minus $109,619. Total motor vehicles, 2024, $17,994. 2023, $21,916. Leasehold improvements. At cost, 2024, $960,510. 2023, $570,517. Accumulated depreciation, 2024, minus $30,492. 2023, minus $468,466. Total leasehold improvements, 2024, $930,018. 2023, $102,051. Total property, plant and equipment, 2024, $985,163. 2023, $132,416. End table. 8A. Movements in carrying amounts. Movement in the carrying amounts for each class of property, plant and equipment between the beginning and the end of the current financial year. Table. Year ended the 30th of June 2024. Balance at the beginning of the year. Plant and equipment, $8,449. Motor vehicles, $21,916. Leasehold improvements, $102,051. Total, $132,416. Additions, see note after table. Plant and equipment, $39,279. Motor vehicles, blank. Leasehold improvements, $960,510. Total, $999,789. Depreciation expense. Plant and equipment, minus $10,577. Motor vehicles, minus $3,922. Leasehold improvements, minus $132,543. Total, minus $147,042. Balance at the end of the year? Plant and equipment, $37,151. Motor vehicles, $17,994. Leasehold improvements, $930,018. Total, $985,163. End table. Note. During the year, People with Disability Australia Limited entered into a new lease arrangement in which an incentive was received for leasehold improvements of $895,559. The lease incentive represents a non-cash component, therefore is not represented in the statement of cash flows. Note 9. Leases. Company as a lessee. The company has leases over a range of assets, including land and buildings and vehicles. Terms and conditions of leases. Buildings. The company leases land and buildings for their corporate offices. The lease term is for 5 years. Vehicles. The company leases a vehicle with lease terms of 3 years. The lease payments are fixed during the lease term. Right of use assets. Year ended 30th of June 2024. Table. Buildings. Balance at beginning of year. Total, $428,361. Additions. Total, $1,008,254. Amortization. Total, minus $459,308. Balance at end of year. $977,307. End table. Lease liabilities. The maturity analysis of lease liabilities based on contractual undiscounted cash flows is shown in the table below. Table. Lease liabilities. 2024 lease liabilities. Less than 1 year, $420,300. 1 to 5 years, $1,844,835. Greater than 5 years, blank. Total undiscounted lease liabilities, $2,265,135. 2023 lease liabilities, less than 1 year, $448,139. 1 to 5 years, blank. Greater than 5 years, blank. Total undiscounted lease liabilities, $448,139. End table. Note 10. Trade and other payables. Table. Current. Trade payables, 2024, $186,687. 2023, $117,709. GST and PAYG payable, 2024, $101,933. 2023, $245,618. Sundry payables and accrued expenses, 2024, $324,642, 2023, $293,821. Total trade and other payables, 2024, $613,262, 2023, $657,148. End table. Trade and other payables are unsecured, non-interest-bearing, and are normally settled within 30 days. The carrying value of trade and other payables is considered a reasonable approximation of fair value due to the short-term nature of the balances. Note 11. Provisions. Table. Non-current. Make good provision. 2024, $63,259. 2023, $150,000. Total provisions, 2024, $63,259. 2023, $150,000. End table. Note 12. Employee benefits. Table. Current liabilities. Long service leave, 2024, $139,446. 2023, $80,639. Provision for employee benefits, 2024, $432,075. 2023, $409,566. Total current employee benefits, 2024, $571,521. 2023, $490,205. Non-current liabilities, long service leave, 2024, $46,971. 2023, $88,815. Total non-current employee benefits, 2024, $46,971. 2023, $88,815. End table. Note 13. Members' Guarantee. The company is registered with the Australian Charities and Not-for-Profits Commission Act 2012 and is a company limited by guarantee. If the company is wound up, the Constitution states that each member is required to contribute a maximum of $1 each towards meeting any outstanding obligations of the company. Note 14. Key Management Personnel Disclosures. The remuneration paid to key management personnel of the company is $1,328,348. 2023, $1,227,631. Note 15. Auditor's Remuneration. Table. Remuneration of the Auditor ESV, Business Advice and Accounting. Audit Services, 2024, $19,500. 2023, $18,100. Other Services, 2024, $1,900. 2023, $1,800. Total Auditor's Remuneration, 2024, $21,400. 2023, $19,900. End table. Note 16. Contingencies. In the opinion of the Board of Directors, the company did not have any contingencies at the 30th of June 2024. 30th of June 2023, none. Note 17. Related Parties. 17A. The company's main related parties are as follows. There were no related party transactions during the financial year. Note 18. Events after the end of the reporting period. No matters or circumstances have arisen since the end of the financial year which significantly affected or may significantly affect the operations of the company, the results of those operations, or the state of affairs of the company in future financial years. Note 19. Statutory Information. The registered office and principal place of business of the company is People with Disability Australia Limited, Suite 10.1, Level 10, 300 Elizabeth Street, Surry Hills, New South Wales, 2010.